May 1, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery. Listen carefully. Opening prayer. Lord, I want to follow the path you set before me. Please show me today how I can walk closer to you. Read Exodus chapter 23, verses 20 through 33. God's angel to prepare the way. See, I am sending an angel ahead of you to guard you along the way, and to bring you to the place I have prepared. Pay attention to him, and listen to what he says. Do not rebel against him. He will not forgive your rebellion, since my name is in him. If you listen carefully to what he says and do all that I say, I will be an enemy to your enemies, and will oppose those who oppose you. My angel will go ahead of you and bring you into the land of the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hivites, and Jebusites, and I will wipe them out. Do not bow down before their gods or worship them or follow their practices. You must demolish them and break their sacred stones to pieces. Worship the Lord your God, and his blessing will be on your food and water. I will take away sickness from among you, and none will miscarry or be barren in your land. I will give you a full lifespan. I will send my terror ahead of you and throw into confusion every nation you encounter. I will make all your enemies turn their backs and run. I will send the hornet ahead of you to drive the Hivites, Canaanites, and Hittites out of your way. But I will not drive them out in a single year, because the land would become desolate and the wild animals too numerous for you. Little by little I will drive them out before you until you have increased enough to take possession of the land. I will establish your borders from the Red Sea to the Mediterranean Sea, and from the desert to the Euphrates River. I will give into your hands the people who live in the land, and you will drive them out before you. Do not make a covenant with them or with their gods. Do not let them live in your land, or they will cause you to sin against me, because the worship of their gods will certainly be a snare to you. Reflect. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. Psalm chapter 18, verse 2. We emerge from the laws now and return to the stream of what these people can expect in their future. Once again, it will be a bit of a roller coaster. How wonderful to know that God means business. He demonstrates his power by sending his angel to prepare the way, to guard them, and to turn back their enemies. He wants his people to grasp this. They must listen to him carefully, so they know exactly how to cope. They must destroy all traces of other gods, so they are not distracted back into their old beliefs. Are we good at listening carefully to God, especially during difficult times? We too must make sure we have no redundant sacred stones in our lives. All the laws we have read about have been designed to equip God's people to be good and just, and to become the nation he desires. Apply. The children of Israel were encouraged to listen carefully to what the angel said. How might you make time to listen to God today? What does God want you to focus on? Where might you need to obey his word? Closing prayer. Father, please enable me not only to listen, but also to hear what you say to me in your word and apply what you teach me. Help me to worship only you and know your blessing.